Hey, Josh Hill, talk about your night. I think you soldiered something out, huh?
Yeah, I almost didn't race. It's 6:30. I didn't know if I was racing or if I was just going to go back to the hotel. Getting sixth and, have Villopoto having the problems he had, I'm glad I stuck it out.
Yeah. And are you in pain right now? Did the race, or did it shoot you up really good? Or
no, they didn't give me anything. Took 3 ibuprofen and went out and raced. I wouldn't have wanted to take anything for the injury I had. I didn't want to get any more loosed out than I was.
For the race that you were in the main, it was good because you were kind of by yourself. Put in 20 and...
I got a great start and just jacked myself so many times the first lap. I was just fuzzy and just wasn't...
Yeah.
My timing was so off. And, it was just one of those things. I put in a lot of work and I thought we did the right things this week and we did. And I just... was getting too greedy on a fast lap in practice and just... went over the bars. It's the first time I've hit the ground in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I was getting a little cocky.
Makes you remember why hitting the ground isn't good.
It's crazy. I've been so lucky of not crashing, and I think it's just because I feel like I'm pretty smooth on a bike. One of those miscues and it hurt.
You were tripling out of that turn, which not too many guys did. Brayden, Kennard, and I think that's RV. That's about it. So was that pretty gnarly?
Yeah, it was the second triple that got me. Because
right.
I cased the third one, the third single, and didn't get the drive. And it was – I was, crashing thinking, oh, this is nothing. I'm fine. And just the way the bike, I almost held on to it, but then the way the bike flipped underneath me, I must have caught, a bar to the gut or to the chest, and then, the handlebar – the frame or foot peg to the ribs because, I don't – and there's something like I'm going to go to the doctor as soon as you get back.
Yeah.
There's something out of place or something internally bruised. I'm pretty jacked.
Yeah,
I'm pretty happy.
You're not even gonna remember this interview.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy that I just rode tonight. That was a plus to me. I was just gonna go do opening ceremonies and see if I felt like riding, and then I jumped a double in the dark. I was like, I got this.
Yeah, so you jumped a finish in the dark. And
yeah,
it was all right.
And I was like, okay, I can do this.
But everybody says, hey, I wasn't gonna race tonight. But for reals, you weren't gonna race tonight.
For real, you can ask Larry Brooks, everybody on the team. They were hanging out downstairs, figuring out whether they were gonna load up or go ride.
Hey, don't leave. I want to talk to you.
So it was. Yeah. I guess it's a success. After I guess. From what I came from in the heat in practice, it was a success, I guess.
Right. And up until your crash, you were looking pretty good. You were actually on a flyer the lap you crashed, I noticed.
So, yeah, I was first practice. There were so many of us all in the same time. There was 6 of us all in the same half second.
Mm-hmm.
And second time out, I really wanted to prove something. So
yeah.
I feel like I could. I just haven't really been turning it on lately, and just. Didn't hook up.
Last question. What happened to the berms tonight?
There was 2 good ones.
Yeah, and then
I don't know. The other ones are gone. I think that's kind of... It makes the racing gay.
Yeah.
When there's no berms, because you can't...
You guys all had to tiptoe around.
We all had to tiptoe. I guess it's kind of cool for takeouts and shit, but...
Yeah.
Our heat race battles were kind of cool. We were all stuffing in on each other, but the no berms thing isn't... good for flat trackers.
Your reaction is better than the other guys I talked to, so that's some guys, a lot of guys are like, oh,
well,
man.
I think all the Dirtworks guys are cool, and I think it's just the promoters don't want people flying into the stands, so I'm not going to call it the Dirtworks guys and say they're freaking idiots. Those guys are all cool and they do a good job. They just have restrictions.
All right, Leahy, thanks for the interview.
Yeah, no problem.